राइट, दिस इज वर्णाश्रम सिस्टम, चातुर्वर्ण मया सृष्टम गुणकर्म विभागशः. सो दैट्स अबाउट टुडेज परपोर्ट. सो नाउ टुडे वी विल डिस्कस अबाउट टुडेज दर्शन, दामोदर लीला. सो इट्स ओकेशनली ऑल्सो इट्स appropriate if we discuss Narsingh Leela. So tomorrow is Lord Narasimhadev's appearance day, but we recently discussed full 7th canto just 2 days back in the Vidyapeeth. So I thought let's focus on Damodar Leela today. So Krishna, he descends into this material world for various reasons. So there are secondary reasons, there are primary reasons. So three secondary reasons are given: paritranaya sadhunam, vinayasa cha dushkutam, dharma samsthapanarthaya. So to protect the saintly people and to protect the saintly people and to punish the miscreants and dharma samsthapana, to establish the religious principles. So these are considered secondary reasons, but these are the reasons that we can relate to primarily. Conditioned soul can relate to these secondary reasons primarily. But Krishna's, from Krishna's perspective, his primary reason is to attract people by his transcendental pastimes. In Padma Purana it is said, madbhaktanam vinodartham karomi vividha kriya. So there are, even Kaviraj Goswami also in his Chaitanya Charitamrita, he mentions there are two main reasons for Krishna's descent, internal reasons. They are prema rasa aswadan and raga marga bhakti pracharan. So he wants to relish the mellows of his relationships with his dear devotees, especially Vrajavasis. That was his main excitement when he comes to this world, right? And raga marga bhakti pracharan. So by having such beautiful, loving, sweet relationships with his dear devotees, he would advertise to the all people that this is the raga bhakti. So raga marga bhakti pracharan, he does preaching through relishing his activities, right? Even Kuddi Maharani also says, tatha paramahamsana munina mamalatmanam bhakti yoga vidanartham. So to propagate the transcendental science of devotional service and to the hearts of advanced transcendentalists, Krishna descends into this world. So even the 10th canto says, anugrahaya bhaktanam मानुषं देहमाश्रितः भजते तादृशः क्रीडा या श्रुत्वा तत्परो भवेत्. When Lord Krishna assumes a human-like form and descends into this world, it is to show his mercy towards his devotees. Anugrahaya bhaktanam. And he engages in such pastimes and that will attract those who hear about them to become dedicated to his devotional service, right? So now when Krishna descends and he is performing such intimate leelas, right, with his dear devotees, with Yashodamai, as we do see in today's darshan, or with other Vrajavasis or his other intimate devotees, a conditioned soul cannot completely understand them. So leela can be relished. Any person would be attracted by the activities of a small child. And Krishna as a small child performs so many beautiful, sweet activities with his mother and friends. They will be attracted. But they need the key of understanding given by the acharyas to unlock the greatest treasure that is hidden in this apparently sweet, ordinary activities. Yashoda, Krishna does some mischief and Yashoda punishes him. It may seem, it happens in every household where a small child does some mischief and his mother would punish him. But when Krishna does it, it is special, right? It's not like ordinary children doing some mischief, right? So, but to understand the divinity, to understand the greatness of that episode, one needs to have the key to unlock the treasure. That key is given by the acharyas, acharyas commentaries, purports, right? So there are 18 prominent faults in human beings, it's often said, like illusion, laziness, error, cruelty, lust, then fickle mentality, arrogance, envy, violence, sorrow. So these are all different faults that an ordinary human being would have. God cannot have these faults. These faults cannot exist in the personality of Krishna. But when God, Krishna, descends as a small boy in Vrindavan, or when he descends as Ram, when he descends as a human being, then sometimes he seems to be exhibiting these faults. Right? He may also become apparently sorrowful, dishonest, angry. Right? He may be having longing, fear, confusion, partiality. So apparently, these 18 faults that are supposed to be exhibited by ordinary human beings, Lord also exhibits sometimes in his incarnations as Lord Ram or Krishna, like that. And people get a little confused, right? Devotees, sometimes they also get confused, how can God do like this? And ordinary people, materialistic people, they'll say, he is not God. Why? He is doing like this. So, but Acharyas explain that these qualities which seem to disqualify Krishna or Ram as God are actually wonderful qualities that enhance his greatness. When he is exhibiting sorrow or laziness or fatigue or lamentation, that enhances greatness as Supreme Personality of Godhead. That doesn't minimize his position as God, like that. When an ordinary human being exhibits these qualities, that minimizes his position. But when Krishna exhibits these qualities, that enhances his position. When someone steals something, he is caught and he is stamped as a thief. But when Krishna steals something, then he is called Kheerchor Gopinath, he is called Makanchor Krishna. So that he is celebrated. That will enhance his sweetness of character. Like that. This is glorification. This apparent faults in Krishna's character, Ram's character, is glorification. Like that. So now, in this Damodar Leela, Krishna, by his name itself, it is apparent that Akarshayati Iti Krishnaha. So Krishna is all attractive. So Brahmaji has 50 qualities, Shiva has 55 qualities, Narayan has 60 qualities, but Krishna has 64 qualities, all 64 qualities in full. So the four extra qualities that Krishna has, that even Narayan also doesn't have, are Rupa Madhuri, Leela Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, and Premna Priyadhika. So his form is so enchanting, more enchanting than Narayana. Right? Leela Madhuri, his pastimes are so enchanting. So Narayana cannot have some childhood pastimes. But Krishna has. They are very enchanting. And Narayan doesn't play flute. Krishna plays flute. Venu Madhuri. Then Premna Priyadhika. Always Krishna is surrounded by his devotees. Right? So close to devotees. And Krishna's beauty, especially Rupa Madhuri, Atma Paryanta Sarva Chitta Hara. It attracts everyone's consciousness, Atma Paryanta. And he himself is attracted. Who is this person? Krishna, he himself only. He gets attracted to his own form. And then his beauty increases. So like that, his attraction towards his own form and his beauty compete with each other, and then they increase and increase and increase, like that. So now this Damabandhan Leela, Damodar Leela, is very special and unique. And Sukadeva Goswami described this Leela in great ecstasy. Apparently it seems it's a small incident. Krishna did some mischief and Yashodamai bound him. But pages and pages of commentaries by several acharyas, hours and hours of kathas given by so many devotees are there just on this pastime. And one full month we are celebrating this small episode. Right? So Yashoda. The name Yashoda means Yashada. Means she gives fame. She is the giver of fame. To whom? To Krishna. Yashoda means she gives fame to Krishna. Giver of fame to Krishna. As what? That Krishna has this quality of being controlled by his devotees. So Krishna's this quality is glorified by Mother Yashoda. Krishna, Yashoda is giving him that fame that he is controlled by devotees. That is the meaning of the name Yashoda. So this Damodar Leela is the best example that of Krishna's quality as being Bhakta Vashyata. Being controlled by his devotees. And Yashoda gave him that fame. That's why she is called Yashoda. So when and where this pastime took place? Ekada grihada sishu Yashoda nandagehini karmantara niyukteshu nirvamanta swayam dadhi. Ekada, one day. Da means time. Right? Yada means sometime. Kada means at what time. Sada means at all times. Ekada means at one time. So once upon a time, on one fine day, Ekada grihadasishu Yashoda Nandagehini. So Yashoda Mayi, she engaged all the maid servants, Grihadasishu. There are so many unlimited maid servants in Yashoda Mayi's house. Kanda Baba's Goshala had 9 lakh cows. To take milk from 9 lakh cows and then make yogurt from it and butter from it, how many maid servants are needed? So Yashoda Mayi's bhavan is filled with so many maid servants. So Ekada Grihadasishu. Yashoda Nandagehini, and although there are so many maid servants who can do those household activities of churning butter and all, Yashoda Mayi is Karmantara Niyukteshu. She outsourced certain household activities to them. She engaged them in different activities, and then Nirma Mantha Swayam Dadhi. She is personally churning butter for Krishna. So Karmantara Niyukteshu, what was the occasion? What was the engagement for all these gopis that Yashoda Mayi gave? At that time, Govardhan Puja did not start. This is Diwali time. And Govardhan Puja did not start. So Krishna, at the age of 7 only, he lifted Govardhan, and then from there, from that time onwards, Govardhan Puja began. So till that time, Indra Puja was going on. So she engaged all the gopis in preparing for Indra Puja. So she engaged them like that, and Yashoda Mayi is doing this main activity of churning butter for Krishna. Like that. So now, why Yashoda Mayi is personally churning? So reasons are given. Yashoda Mayi would constantly get complaints from all the other gopis. So there is Vrindavan land is said to be 84 crores a land, this whole Braj Mandal. Krishna, one small boy, 2-3 year old boy, there was not a single gopi in the entire Braj Mandal from whose house Krishna has not stolen butter and not eaten. Every single gopi is tortured by Krishna, entertained, okay, or given happiness to by Krishna by stealing butter. So he covered all houses. So now all these gopis, they are apparently troubled by Krishna, and then they would come to Yashoda Mayi and Lord's complaints. So this fellow is doing like this, he is just taking butter from us. And Yashoda Mayi would not agree to those complaints, and she would just chase the gopis away. My house doesn't have butter or what? Why he has to come and steal from your house? And then she would say something, and then she will send them away. But in reality, gopis were not hurt, or they were not troubled by Krishna. Gopis loved Krishna stealing. The perfection of their making butter is when Krishna comes and steals their butter. And all these gopis, the main purpose of their coming to Yashoda and complaining in front of Yashoda Mayi is to recollect and remember the sweet pastimes of Krishna, butter stealing pastimes of Krishna. They were relishing while they are complaining, apparently. Right? Apparently they were complaining, but they were relishing, remembering all the beautiful activities that Krishna has done. But Yashoda Mayi said, so she came to a conclusion that I think Krishna is stealing from all these gopis because their butter in my house is not very tasty. Their butter is tastier than the butter in my house. So she felt like that. Sort of great love for Krishna. So she served some Padmagandha cows. Out of 9 lakh cows, there are only few Padmagandha cows. And she made yogurt from that. Because if you, when milk is made into yogurt, so it has to be churned at specific time. Otherwise, it will become sour. Or it will become, not pakka, kacha, something like that. So she exactly noted the timings, and then she was making butter personally with her own hands with Krishna. So if I do like this, Krishna will stop stealing. Right? So Krishna happens to be the son of the king of Gokul. If the son of king, prince, would go and steal in the citizens' houses, this is like a shame on the queen. Right? So queen is like very much concerned. Yashoda Mayi, Yashoda Rani is concerned. And she wants to offer this butter personally to Lord Narayana, and then she wanted to feed it to Krishna. Then why she was doing in the early in the morning? One day she just got up on Diwali day, she got up very early in the morning and then started churning butter. Why she is doing early in the morning? Because Brahma Muhurta is the right time for doing this kind of spiritual activities. For her, churning butter is the most important. For us, japa is, will be most important. But her main motive is, if Krishna gets up from his sleep, he will disturb me. So I will not have any disturbance while churning butter. So I will do it in early in the morning. So that was her consciousness, right? And she was singing while churning. Yani yani ha geetani tadbala charitani cha dadhi nirmanthane kali smaranti tanya gayata. So yani yani ha geetani tadbala charitani cha. So when Yashodamai was churning butter, she was in separation from Krishna. To mitigate that separation, she was remembering all the activities that Krishna had done. Krishna was sleeping in the next room, right? But Yashodamai was remembering Krishna by remembering his activities, whatever he has done so far. He has killed Putana, Sakata, Asura, Trinavarta. He showed universe in her, in his mouth. And she he was skillfully dancing and playing. And he seems most attractive when he catches the calf's tail, and then calf is running, and then Krishna is just, his body is smeared with, Vraja Dhuli. Right? All these activities Yashodamai was remembering. And then she is composing her own songs, and then she was singing. So there was Shishadavandan Bariki Jai. So there was a musical accompaniment for her singing. So there were kartals. Her earrings were moving. Her ankle bells were making sound. She had a golden waist belt. It was also shaking harmoniously. And the churning rod was acting like a mridanga. Right? So all of these things, churning rod sound and anklet sound and then earring sound, they are not dominating Yashodamai's singing. They are perfectly following the example of assisting the singer. Right? Acharya say like that also. See, it's the principle of assisting singer. If the mridanga prayer plays louder than the singer, then it is dominated. So like that. So now when she was churning, her beauty was described by Sukadeva Goswami. Kshomam kshomam vasah prutukatitate bibrati sutranaddham putrasneha snutakachayugam jatakampam cha subhru rajvakarshasrama bhujachalat kankanau kundalecha svinnam vaktram kabara vigalan malati nirmamantha. So her beautiful features of the body are also described by Sukadeva Goswami, and this is supposed to be a meditation for all the devotees who are aspiring for Vatsalya Rasa. Right? When her subhru, her beautiful eyebrows were moving very expressively as she was narrating the or describing or singing about the pastimes of Krishna, they were very expressive, and these eyebrows were reflecting her happiness of the heart while remembering Krishna and while serving Krishna. And she wore a very yellowish saffron cloth, fabric, which is made of atasi tree, like that. And she was wearing a waist cloth, and many other aspects of her attire were given by Sukadeva Goswami. So here one important point that Acharya has mentioned is that it is the state of a perfect devotee. Because Yashodamai was fully engaging her body, mind and intelligence in Krishna's service. Nirmamantha, with her hands, her body, she is churning butter. With her hands and body, she was doing so much parishram. And with her tongue, with her words, she was singing the glories of Krishna. With her ears, she was hearing those glories of Krishna. With her mind, she was constantly meditating on the glories of Krishna. Right? Yashoda's remembrance of Krishna here is not like that of a sadhaka. It is very spontaneous, automatic, unimaginable for a sadhaka. Right, she was totally absorbed in absorbed with her body, mind and words in glorification of Krishna and in service of Krishna. And when Yashodamai is absorbed so much like this, then Krishna became hungry for Yashodamai's love. So, oh, my devotee is working so hard to glorify me, to serve me. I must accept immediately her service, her love. So Krishna wanted to reciprocate. Tam stanya kama asadya manthanim jananim hari grihitva danda manthanam nyashadhet pritim avahan. So Krishna became stanya kama. He became desirous of mother's milk. So Krishna is waking up here with so much hunger. And Krishna woke up much earlier than usual. Because Yashoda Mai woke up much earlier than usual to do this churning for Krishna. And Krishna also woke up earlier than usual. And then he was more hungrier than usual. Right? And he came. So where is mother? Okay, she is not worried about me. She just left me on the bed and then she is doing her ordinary household duties. He became little angry and he became little eager. Very much eager for mother. So now question comes, how can Parabrahma or Atmaram become angry? Atmaram means he doesn't need anything beyond himself for his own satisfaction. He's Atmaram. But still, he became hungry. He became Stanyakam. Atmaram becomes Stanyakam. How does it happen? But he became hungry for love. And this is not ordinary hunger that a conditioned soul experiences. And it is a pure expression of parental loving affection. And it is purely to give pleasure to Mother Yashoda. Reciprocate with her devotion. Like that. So Krishna was slightly sobbing as he made his way towards his mother Yashoda, and then he went and caught hold the churning rod to stop the churning. And Yashoda Mai, actually stopping this churning means, Acharyas explain, Gnanis constantly read and analyze scriptures and do so much logic and trying to extract the essence, so-called essence, right? So now Krishna, by indicating that, oh Gnanis, so stop this churning business, surrender unto me, serve me, so like that. So now Yashoda Mai's reaction to this stopping churning is, oh, my child is growing so nicely, he is becoming intelligent, he knows how to stop churning. Okay, when you touch the hand or feet or somewhere else, the churning will not stop. He just caught the churning rod so that churning can stop. So he became very intelligent. So Yashoda Mai became very happy seeing the intelligence of Krishna. And that increased Yashoda Mai's meditation on Krishna's qualities and intelligence. Just by seeing Krishna approaching, torrents of her affection in the form of milk just flew from her body due to extreme parental love. Then, before even Yashoda Mai picked up, he expressed his desire to have milk. Before even Yashoda Mai picked up and placed him in his lap, Krishna just climbed on her lap. Because Yashoda Mai's lap was Krishna's property. He need not be invited. Edam asanam, Krishna namahai, no one has to say that. We have to say that. But Yashoda Mai did not have to say that. Before even she picks up, he just gets on her lap. Like that. So Krishna actually became proud of stopping her mother. I have successfully stopped her activity and then attracted her attention. So Krishna became ecstatic. He became happy. So now comes the transcendental competition between Yashoda Mai's love in the form of milk and Krishna's hunger in the form of reciprocation with her love. So excess of torrents of milk were flowing like monsoon rains, and Krishna is like Chataka bird drinking all that, right? And his hunger is not getting satisfied and her milk is not getting ended. It's like totally transcendental competition happening between devotees' love and devotion and Krishna's reciprocation. And it was overflowing from his cheeks. So Krishna's belly would not be satisfied. Although he's looking like a 2-3-year-old boy only, the belly was not getting satisfied. And this feeding happened for a quite long while, losing all sense of time, right? No boring. When will this be done? Okay, no anticipation for the ending of that service. It was just going on. Both parties are relishing. Then suddenly Yashoda Mai hears a sound from the kitchen. So the Padmagandha milk, which was kept on the stove, was overflowing. So then she wanted to run there to save, protect that milk. The question comes, why she did not carry Krishna along with her? He was hardly any of weight, right? He can carry. She can carry also, but she didn't carry. She just left him on the floor and then she ran away. Why? Because Yashoda Mai had to move extremely fast. And she feared that she may drop Krishna. Now, to save little milk, why Yashoda Mai had to deprive Krishna of her milk? That was another question, right? So, aho bhagyam, nandagopra vajayukasam, yan mitram paramanandam purna brahma sanatanam. So, Brahmaji says in his prayers, what is the glory of this Vrajavasis? Sakshat Krishna, Param Brahman, is playing the role of a small boy and then playing with them, reciprocating with them. So there is no comparison to the fortune, great fortune of these Vrajavasis. And in Gopal Champu, Brahmaji says that what is Krishna, what is left for you? to give to these Vrajavasis, right? For all the devotees, you are reciprocating in certain ways, but I don't think you have anything remaining to give to these Vrajavasis for the devotion that they have for you. If this is the case of all Vrajavasis, what to speak of Yashodamayi and Nanda Baba, right? So Yashodamayi is neglecting Krishna to save this milk was not supposed to be understood that it is her neglect. It is totally her service, right? The principle is that was ultimately that milk is meant for Krishna. And Yashodamayi's logic is, my milk is always within my control. It's in my body. I can feed Krishna at any time. But this Padmagandha milk is overflowing. I should go and then protect. That was her consciousness, right? And one more point is, they are Vaishyas, right? Apparently, right? So my child Krishna doesn't know how to protect his property, how to protect his wealth. I must teach him. I must protect it for him. That was her consciousness, right? And one more point is, this Chanura and Mushtika, they gave a lot of pleasure to Krishna in Kamsa's wrestling arena, because Krishna gets some pleasure when he fights with demons also. So it is explained that Chanura and Mushtika gave a lot of pleasure to Krishna because of fighting. But Yashodamayi gave a lot of lamentation, anger and sorrow to Krishna by neglecting him. So if you make a comparison, they seem to be pleasing Krishna, Yashodamayi seem to be displeasing Krishna. But intention is takes more importance than that, than the activity. So Yashodamayi's activity of apparently displeasing Krishna and then making him angry was ultimately to please him only, but ultimately to make him experience the parental affection only, was ultimately to bring up this beautiful Damodar Leela only. But Chandur Mushtik's intention was not at all to please Krishna. So that's why favorable intent is also emphasized when we are performing devotional service. Now question is, every entity in the spiritual world is spiritual, is conscious. Why milk had to overflow? That was another question. Right? If milk is conscious, why milk had to overflow to disturb Yashodamayi? So milk was thinking, Krishna is so happily taking service from Mother Yashoda, milk from Mother Yashoda. So our existence has no meaning. So milk started overflowing. Milk wanted to commit suicide by putting himself into the fire. Himself or herself, I don't know, into fire. But later she thought, when Yashodamayi was getting up, Milk thought, I am disturbing the service of Yashodamayi. I should not be doing it. And milk went on its own behind. Right? So, but Yashodamayi, already that act has happened. So Yashodamayi had to run like that. And now, coming to Krishna's response, Krishna felt very dissatisfied. He was very angry. He had tears in his eyes. How can my mother deprive me of milk just to protect some other milk? Right? So, in the ecstasy of reciprocating with Mother Yashoda's love, he was actually completely dependent on the mother. He was actually playing the role of an ordinary child who becomes hungry and who becomes angry when the mother neglects him or doesn't feed him. Right? He was perfectly playing that role. Right? So, he is aptakama. He is trigunatita. Anger cannot come in him. He is aptakama. He doesn't have to be greedy for milk. But he exhibited these qualities, just to prove his quality of bhakta vashyata, of reciprocating with his devotees and being controlled by his dear devotees, like that. And now Krishna's anger here is not pretending anger, right? So it is real anger, because Krishna was becoming angry in a solitary place. There Yashodamayi was not there, monkeys were not there, no one was there. He was exhibiting anger alone. So a person's integrity or honesty is tested when he is what he is doing alone. So Krishna is fully integrated personality, with person with integrity, when he was exhibiting anger in a solitary place. No one was observing him, but Krishna was becoming angry, right? So angry. Pravruddha kopa aspuritadharena. So no one was there to see him, but still he was exhibiting anger. So how much anger he exhibited? Exhibited so much anger, not little bit. So Lord manifested his intense emotions in reciprocation with the equally intense parental affection of his mother. Like that. So the intensity of Krishna's anger here is a testimony for the intensity of Yashodamai's love for Krishna. So as much parental affection she had, that much anger he has too. That much, he should become that upset, like that, to equate her devotion. And this is Amrishashru. They are genuine tears. They are not Mrishashru. They are not fake tears or false tears. Jiva Goswami says like this. So Krishna, what he does was, he breaks the pot silently and then he steals the butter and then flees for punishment, out of fear for punishment. So I'll take 5-10 minutes extra, it's fine. So Krishna was very clever. He hid the pot at the bottom, okay, so that it doesn't make much sound, right? So that he just steals and then does some mischief and then goes away. But any thief, generally, he would leave some clues. Otherwise, where is the role of police and detectives? So generally, he takes his utmost care not to be detected. He wants to remain undetected. But still, whatever, however expert the thief may be, he leaves some clues. So Krishna left some clues. What was the clue? Although he silently broke the pot and then he was running away from that place of crime, he stepped on butter. And the butter footprints were showing the way where Krishna went. Right, that was the clue that he left for Yashodamai to make the pastime more relishing. And why Krishna wanted to do like this? He wanted to teach Yashodamai a lesson. Right? So he went into a room and then he sat cross-legged on a grinding mortar and then he ate butter and then distributed butter. And Krishna was not eating butter which was fresh. He was eating butter which was made the previous day. Right? His intention was, I will eat this previous day's butter and become sick, and Yashodamai will have the trouble of taking me to a hospital, to Mathura, and spend lots of money and lose money. Right? So with that intention, he was eating previous day's butter, not the fresh butter. Like that. He really wanted to teach a lesson to Mother Yashoda. So now Yashodamai understood Krishna's activity. She set the pan right, and then she came back to the room, and then she found that the pot was broken very intelligently. So she understood, this was not the act of any monkey. This is my darling son Krishna only. Because pot was broken very intelligently. And Krishna was not there. And his anklets and the bangles, they were also making some sound as he was moving. That was also another way. So at that time, a voice came from the sky. So the thirsty baby bee, not fully satisfied with honey, broke the lotus bud. And he saw only contents flowing, but not honey. So he went to another lotus. So you showed the skill of saving milk, but now you will be praised more for pacifying your son's anger. So this was the Akashvani that Mother Yashoda was hearing at that point. So Yashodamai smiled, and then she followed Krishna's butter footprints, and then she reached Krishna with a stick. She was hiding the stick inside her cloth, so that Krishna would not see. And then Krishna was doing that mischief of offering butter to monkeys, and he was looking around with a lot of fear, and he was very attentive, and he was listening with ears. Okay, his eyes and ears were very attentive. Right, Yashodamai may come and catch me at any time. Then Yashodamai slowly came from behind, concealing her stick, and suddenly presented herself in front of Krishna. Krishna never saw this scene. Yashodamai with a stick, Krishna never saw this scene. He was a little shocked. And then she just got down and then ran towards the main gate. Krishna was running towards the main gate, not to some other room or some other place. Because Krishna is intelligent, he understood that if I go into the public, she would not embrace me in the public. She would not beat me in the public. She will not come out also to chase me. So better I go out. So he just ran. But Yashodamai was very determined. And here Acharya say that Bhitavat, his running was very fearful, right? But Bhitavat, it's not real fear that an ordinary conditioned soul experiences. It was just to exhibit the wonderful childhood leelas of Krishna. Yamaraj and fear personified are fearful of Krishna. Yad Bibheti Swayam Bhayam. And even Yashoda, Kunti Maharani was at this point, she was at Gokul. She was observing the whole scene. Right, she later in her prayers, she appreciates Krishna. You are fearful to the fear personified, and then out of fear you are just running away from Yashodamayi, right? Then while Krishna was running, and then he was constantly looking behind, when will Yashodamayi catch me? So almost Yashodamayi would catch Krishna, and then he would slip away, and then he would just move. He would run away. So at one point, so Krishna just looked back. How far is Yashodamayi behind me? He just looked back and Yashodamayi caught him, like that painting. Just immediately caught him, caught his right hand. Then, right hand only. So she caught her his right hand, and so Krishna started crying. Kritayagasam tam praruranda makshini kshantam anjan mashini swapanina. Whenever Krishna cries, Yashodamayi would wipe his tears with her own cloth. But here Krishna was crying so much and Yashodamayi is not doing anything. On top of it, he caught one hand, right hand, very tightly, and then showing stick with another hand, threatening him. So Krishna had no means. With his left hand, he started rubbing his eyes, right? And not to wipe the tears, to produce more tears, right? If I produce more tears, Yashodamayi will be more compassionate and then she will not punish me. And he was producing more tears. And then Yashodamayi caught Krishna and chastised Krishna and threatened Krishna, right? And there was a very beautiful description there. Beautiful conversation also, if we skip few things. Conversation is, Yashodamayi says, your father's lineage is all thieves. We are like monkey. How did you break the, who broke the yogurt pot? Then Krishna says, God broke the yogurt pot. Right? Who gave butter to monkeys? The person who created the monkeys gave them butter. So Krishna responds. Then after scolding Krishna left, right, center, she says, you are like monkey, you are a monkey lover. Right? You are a house plunderer. Then Krishna says, okay, you are calling me monkey. If I am monkey, I am monkey from my mother's side. Your lineage is monkeys. I am monkey from mother's side, not father's side. Like that. So now you give up your pride and tell me the truth. Then Krishna says, when you ran quickly, pot was stuck by your anklets and then pot broke. And inspired by Supreme Personality of Godhead, monkeys entered the room and took butter. Right? And seeing your stick, I fearfully ran away. Where is my mistake here? And you are mercilessly, without any compassion, trying to beat me and punish me? This is injustice. So Krishna says like that. Then Krishna, Yashodamayi says, oh, best of thieves, with clever words, right? Though you are son of a king, you are fond of monkeys and you have the nature of monkeys, right? Then Krishna says, you are calling me monkey, then I will go to forest and stay there only with other monkeys. Then Yashodamayi is little bewildered. She threw away that stick and said he may really run away. Then she decided to bind him, right? So I must tie him to prevent this, right? Otherwise he will go to the forest and then he will not be traceable. It's very difficult to trace him. And she also wanted to do other services for Krishna also. So offenses. What offenses Krishna did? First he broke the pot and yogurt spread throughout the floor. And then he distributed butter to the monkeys. And he ran to escape. And in Vraja streets, Yashodamayi had to chase behind him, right, to catch him. So much offense Krishna has done. So Yashodamayi had to punish him. So finally, she decided to tie him up. Right? No one could tie him. Only Yashodamayi could tie him. Earlier, some gopis also tried. One gopi was attempting to tie Krishna. Then she was unable to tie. Then Krishna said, no, not like that. I will show you how to tie. And then he took the rope and then bound that gopi. And he said, this is how you should tie me. And then he ran away. Like that. And another gopi, she caught Krishna red-handed and then brought him to Yashodamayi. And then Krishna manifested himself as the son of that gopi. Okay? And Yashodamayi said, you didn't bring my son, you brought your son. And then she saw, and then she was bewildered. On her way back home, then Krishna manifested his own form and said, if you next time try to catch me and present me as a thief in front of my mother, I will manifest myself as your husband. That will be the greatest joke of Vrindavan. So better don't attempt this kind of things. So like that. So finally, Krishna was, Yashodamayi was attempting to bind Krishna. And Krishna cannot be bound. So it's Lord's Achintya Shakti. Lord has Achintya Shakti. He's Adhokshaja. How can Yashoda Mai bind him? So the whole universe is a manifestation of Krishna's one small energy. How can one insignificant part of that universe, which is a rope, can bind the whole source of that universe? It's absolutely impossible. So acharyas give very nice explanation how the shaktis play, right? So Yashoda Mai, actually that was Krishna's playtime. All Krishna's friends were just around and then calling Krishna, come, we'll play. And Krishna wanted to play, right? Krishna's Leela Shakti there is orchestrating the whole scene of Krishna's desire to play, and Krishna's Leela Shakti arranged the gopas to come there and then call Krishna for play. But Krishna's Satyasankalpa Shakti, it sent the Vibhuta Shakti. So Satyasankalpa Shakti means whatever Krishna desires, it has to happen. That is his Satyasankalpa Shakti. Leela Shakti means what Krishna is desiring here to play with gopas. So gopas came and Satyasankalpa Shakti was sending Vibhuta Shakti to manifest his opulence, Aishwarya. An ordinary rope cannot bind Krishna. So Yashoda Mai was unable to bind Krishna. And finally what happened? Why Yashoda Mai was unable to bind Krishna? She brought ropes and two fingers too short and lot of description. We have to skip that. And Yashoda Mai thinks, this boy's waist is as big as my palm. And I'm getting hundreds of ropes, hundreds of hands of ropes, and I'm unable to bind him. So problem is because Vibhuta Shakti is manifesting because of Krishna's Satyasankalpa Shakti. Then finally, all these Shaktis gave up. So all these Shaktis were dominated by Krishna's Kripa Shakti and Krishna's quality as Bhakta Avashyata. Trishtva Parishramam Krishna Kripaya Asit Swabandhane. Krishna's Kripa Shakti took lot of compassion after seeing the Parishram of Yashoda Mai, and then all other Shaktis gave in, and then Krishna was finally bound. So this whole pastime is not only glorification of Krishna, that Krishna is controlled by his devotees, it is a glorification of Mother Yashoda. Nemam virincho na bhavo na shrir apyanga samshrayat prasadam lebhire gopi yattat prapta vimuktidat. So even Brahma, Shiva, na shrir api anga samshraya. Shri, Mother Lakshmi, who is so close to the Supreme Lord, she also never, she could never bind Krishna like this. But Yashoda Mai got that privilege. So Yashoda Maya ki, Damodar Bhagwan ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthrashrimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai.